Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski, and joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we're talking about buying a mixed case of wine. In other words, going to the wine store and coming up with 12 bottles. You have no idea what they are, but most wine stores will give you a discount if you buy a case of wine, and it doesn't matter if it's a uniform case or if it's a case of a variety of different wines. So I'm going to take the whites and you'll take the reds.
Yeah. And the reason we wanted to talk about this is that so often, if you're just starting out and drinking wine, you want to try different things, figure out what your tastes are. Or sometimes it's just nice to have a lot of different things at home, something to match with the food you're making every night, or something to take to a friend's house if you're invited to dinner. And it's just fun to experiment. So if you were going to put together a case, here's some ideas about how to do it.
So my case is definitely a little heavy on France, and maybe that just reflects where I grew up. So it begins with a very inexpensive white from the Languedoc or from the Gascogne. After that, something from Chablis, which is, of course, Chardonnay from the north end of the Burgundy region. A Chardonnay from California, because if I come home with wines that are all too heavily acidic, my partner in life will be unhappy. So a nice buttery Chardonnay from California. A white Bordeaux, and frankly, it can just be like a Mâcon Village. And finally, a semi-dry Riesling for dessert. And if I have an extra lots of money, some ice wine from Canada. Or you could substitute a Chenin Blanc from the Loire or a Muscadet for any of those.
And no bubbly.
No bubbly. That's a different show.
Okay.
And they don't fit in the same thing. They occupy too much room in the case.
Touché.
Exactly so. The reds, madame.
The reds. Well, my guiding principle here is to have a little bit of variety. And variety, varietal-wise...
Variety,
yes. Variety, varietal-wise.
That makes sense, but sounds so funny.
And geographically, just for fun. I would include a Beaujolais for something nice and light and fruity. We eat, you know, a fair amount of roast chicken dishes that would go nicely with that. Chianti, because we eat a ton of pasta, too much probably. A Rhone, because that's a personal favorite and it's flexible. And along with that, I would say a Rioja. Maybe a Pinot Noir, maybe from New Zealand, just to keep it reasonable, although I love Oregon Pinot Noirs as well. And then something a little bulkier and fruitier, especially for colder weather. Maybe a red blend from the United States, even a Merlot or a Cab from South America.
So there are countries in the world that produce wine other than France.
Mais oui.
That is so impressive. I have to say, your list is much more Catholic than mine, and you are much more Catholic than me.
So says the Pope.
Exactly so. So some suggestions on what we would buy for a mixed case, and I think it says a lot about us. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.